Stay tuned now for Dr. Stephen Zelikoff and a program you will not want to miss. Bone Talk. That's Bone Talk with Dr. Stephen Zelikoff on 1460 WVOX.
Hi, welcome to another session of Bone Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Zelikoff. And today we're very lucky to have a guest, Dr. Jordan Kostrich, who is with NeuroShell Chiropractic, who is going to be talking to us a little bit about the role of chiropractic medicine in the treatment of spinal disorders as well as other disorders. Dr. Kostrich, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Zelikoff, thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. So first of all, I'd like to just introduce everybody to you. So tell us a little about yourself and tell us about NeuroShell Chiropractic. I've had a lot of experiences working with your partner, Dr. Stephen Kostrich, as well. Tell us a little about your practice and what the things that you guys offer and about your history as well.
Sure, sure. So NeuroShell Chiropractic has been serving Westchester Bronx community since 1959. I've been working here for about 6 years myself with my uncle, as you said, our partner, Dr. Stephen Kostrich, who's been here since 1989. He's been here for over 30 years, and I've been learning with him, fortunate enough to work with him, under him. He's been fantastic. He has a great relationship with the community here, as you know, and with the other doctors like yourself. And, you know, what we do basically is try and help people get out of pain.
Now, your history is, how did you decide to go into chiropractic medicine?
Sure. Well, I grew up here in NeuroShell, and I've been hanging out here and around here with my uncle's practice since 89, the year I was born, actually. And I was a Division I baseball player at Lehigh, so I've always kind of been into athletics and sports medicine. But you know, given the family practice that my uncle has had here or established here within the community that I grew up in, I've always kind of been, it's always kind of been near and dear to my heart, and it's always been something I've been looking forward to be a part of.
Great. Well, we're thrilled that you're in the community, and I know that you guys do an amazing job helping a lot of people. So can you just tell us a little bit about what chiropractic medicine is and what are doctors of chiropractic medicine?
Sure. So basically, like any other, you know, healthcare professional, it's our job to, you know, keep people healthy. More specifically, chiropractors deal with the musculoskeletal system like yourself, but more focused on the spine, and how the spine relates to the nervous system.
Now, in terms of, I mean, so as far as trying to address the spine and the nerve system, my understanding is that it works through adjustments. And explain the process to me in terms of what exactly happens when you go and you have an adjustment. Is that sort of like cracking your knuckles? I mean, I'm not sure. I don't fully understand it. So I just was wondering if you can sort of explain it to us a little bit better.
Absolutely, and I think that's an excellent question, and I'm sure everybody listening kind of feels the same way. So let me be a little more specific, and I think that'll help out a little bit.
Great.
As I said, you know, we work with the spine. Maybe the difference or what makes us unique as opposed to perhaps any other doctor or physical medicine rehabilitation doctor or orthopedist physical therapist that you may see for a spinal injury or pain is that we really focus on the science of the body's ability to kind of heal itself. I think a great way to kind of understand that or a great way to explain that would be kind of like if you were to go to the doctor with a common cold, and he would probably tell you 9 times out of 10, unless there was some other stuff going on, go on home, get some rest, and let your body's immune system fight that cold and heal itself.
Right.
So how that relates to the spine and what we do is basically we really believe that the body can help itself. However, sometimes people are in bad enough pain or in bad enough shape where they need a little assistance. And it's our job to use the chiropractic adjustment to help facilitate the body's healing response. We do so by ideally allowing the spine to have proper biomechanics, proper range of motion, keeping the spine in line, keeping everything in order, correct posture, curvature, et cetera. I think a nice way to understand that would be, you know, people are driving a car, or you're driving a car, you have your tires are misaligned, and at first it's just a little wobbly or whatever, but then if you keep driving miles on that car, eventually you're going to have other problems going on too. So sometimes when your spine is, you know, a little misaligned or malaligned, and the vertebrae or one of the joints within the spinal column is slightly out of place, which we medically term a subluxation, it's our job to kind of correct that subluxation with the chiropractic adjustment to allow everything, especially the spine itself, to function properly, move properly, and be back in line, in alignment.
Now, how would I know if I'm misaligned? I mean, is this something just because I end up with sudden pain, or is it something where, I mean, say, you know, I sort of lifted up a box. I was moving a bag of pet food, and all of a sudden I feel something give in my lower back. And sort of came to your office for an evaluation. Walk me through what would happen.
Well, like any other doctor's office, of course, you fill out some paperwork so we can get a nice medical history. Everybody does. I wish I could say we didn't have it, but it's still part of what we do. And then, you know, you go through a thorough and proper orthopedic and neurological exam targeted to the complaint. After which, we would kind of diagnose the problem, find the specific area that might be causing that pain, and address the issue. Now, you know better than anybody else. If you were to bend down and come back up and pick something up and all of a sudden you feel pain, you know, there's also other things going on. And that's kind of what I was touching on before, that may be a back strain and sprain, which we help get better by correcting the spine and putting things in order to allow the body to start healing itself, or the pain to start healing itself.
How can you separate, for instance, when I think about the anatomy of the spine, there's lots of stuff back there. You've got the vertebrae, you've got ligaments, you've got joints around the spine, around the vertebrae, and then you've got the discs that sort of separate, and then you have the nerve roots that travel on both sides of it, and those nerve roots sort of need space and they need room, and obviously anything that will narrow that space can give various types of symptoms. I guess if you can sort of adjust that to sort of create more room for those nerve roots, you're going to feel better. But how would you separate out, for instance, somebody which has a mild disc bulge that's giving them acute pain versus a disc or a subluxation of a joint? And how would you treat those people differently? I mean, do you get imaging on everybody? Do you get MRIs on everybody? How does that work?
So I think the fast and easy way to answer that is no, we don't get imaging on everybody. It really depends on the case in itself. And like yourself and any other healthcare professional out there, you're aware that you got to treat each person in a very specific way. You got to address the situations that are going on. You got to address the other associated factors and kind of take care of it from that standpoint. That being said, you know, we really like to, as far as the spine goes, look at the whole picture, too. So, you know, there could be a disc bulge, and perhaps with that disc bulge, we would put somebody on our traction table. And this spinal decompression table or traction table, whatever you'd like to call it, would, you know, alleviate pressure that's coming out of that disc in a gentle and precise way. And then, like you said, when there's less pressure there, there's less pressure on the nerve, and that helps with the back pain. However, if somebody has just the specifically subluxation, the malposition vertebrae that we were talking about earlier, maybe the standard or typical chiropractic adjustment that we were talking about before would be a better choice. And that would be the one where you mentioned the popping or cracking noise. Right. And just to address your previous question, that noise is no different than the noise you hear when you're cracking your knuckles, like you said. Anytime you move any joint in the body to a certain extent, it will often but not always make that noise, and that's just the change in pressure within the joint. The synovial fluid's change of pressure, which is the lubricating fluid, will make that noise when it's manipulated in a certain way.
Now, I know that this it actually can be pretty impressive. I've had a number of patients that have been to your practice who had an acute episode or a spasm or what have you and were treated, and they just felt immediately better. I mean, I think that it's almost miraculous in what they describe, in the sense of that they get manipulated, they get stretched, and they all of a sudden just feel better, and that just resolved their symptoms. So it is pretty compelling in terms of what you're able to do.
Right, and I would like to, and thank you for saying that, but I always like to say that it's really not us, my uncle and myself, or any chiropractor that's creating that miracle. The miracle is, you know, it's your body's able to heal itself. We're just
allowing you're just being modest.
Thank you, I appreciate it. But, you know, as you know us personally, we're good people, and it's our job to, and the reason why we have such great relationships with the community is that by the time we get you out of pain, whether it's in one visit or within a week or two, you're going to leave, and any chiropractor should be doing this with, you know, some exercises, maybe some postural stuff, some ergonomic stuff, some stretches to help fix whatever was bringing you in here originally, so you don't have to come back in here.
Now, I've had patients that, you know, describe sort of seeing chiropractors, and they see them as an ongoing relationship where it's something where they're going for years on end. Is that common, or do most people tend to go for a couple of sessions and then just get better and they sort of go about their lives?
It's not uncommon. I think people that are doing that are people that kind of like or enjoy the extra assistance. In our office, the only reason why that may happen would be because the person chooses to and they enjoy being here. They feel that it makes them healthier, happier, you know, live their lives a little better. I think, you know, everybody has their own choices to make. The truth is that if they were, you know, not interested in being here the rest of their life, which is perfectly normal for anybody that has, you know, work to go to and bills to pay, we would do our best to make sure that they can be happy and stay out of here and get out of here as fast as possible.
Now, speaking of bills to pay, I mean, does insurance usually cover chiropractic treatment?
Almost all insurances cover chiropractic, yes.
They do. Great. Now, you mentioned that, you know, most of what you're treating is the subluxations. How does somebody get a subluxation?
Sure, great question. To simplify it, I like to kind of bear it down or group them into two categories. Micro and macro traumas. I think macro traumas are a little easier to grasp. That would be like a slip and fall, an accident, a hard bang, a football injury, sports injury, something like that. That was an obvious assault to the body. However, the more nuanced version, the micro traumas, probably more often than not the culprit. And that's like what I was saying before. You know, when we would give you or the patient stuff to do at home to kind of correct that original problem, that would be stuff like chronic and repetitive stresses to the spine, like perhaps bad posture, bad sleeping habits, maybe stress itself. Since the pandemic, we've seen a huge influx of patients coming in here with complaints of upper back and neck pain because they're working from home and they're sitting on their laptops and they're doing work on their couch all day. And, you know, it's just not the same. It's not as healthy as doing your work properly at a desk or a place where you're actually meant to perform office work.
Right.
So something like that, like workplace ergonomics, would be a great example of a micro-trauma that may manifest into a subluxation, which then manifests into pain, spinal pain.
And again, we're on the phone with Dr. Jordan Kostrich of Neurochelle Chiropractic. Jordan, if you can also just share with the with our listeners, if somebody did want to go ahead and then reach out to you and your practice, do you have a website or phone contact information?
Absolutely. The website is NeurochelleChiropractic.com, and the phone number, 914-636-4113.
Thank you. Now, in terms of what is it, I mean, we obviously talked a little bit about the issues of subluxations and postural issues. When should somebody see a chiropractor as opposed to seeing a physical therapist, as opposed to seeing a pain management specialist? I mean, how do you sort of decide, say I've got pain in my neck at this point or my lower back, how do I decide who to go to and see and treat, to be treated by?
Great question. So if it's pain in your neck and back, as opposed to physical therapy, and this is not always the case, but it's always the case for chiropractic, a referral is not necessary. or a physical therapist may need one. But more specifically, what we treat versus what we don't treat is, as I said earlier, spine-related pain. So that would be neck pain, back pain, headaches. Maybe a common example that I think people would understand is sciatic pain. So, you know, if you have a problem in your lower back and the nerve or the sciatic nerve, which comes from the low back and runs down the leg, is being inflamed or hurt or aggravated up by the lower back, you'll experience leg pain, foot pain, numbness and tingling as well. And, you know, that type of extremity pain we treat and we treat well. The difference is, or the reason why I'm touching on that, is that perhaps you have a foot problem or an ankle problem. If the foot and the ankle problem is isolated, you probably want to see your physical therapist or go ahead and see your orthopedist, or if, God forbid, you have a bad break or an accident where, you know, you tore an ACL, then they would want to see somebody like you, because what we deal with, as I said earlier, is reinstating proper motion. And a torn ACL or dislocated shoulder would not be where you'd see a chiropractor, because that would be joints that are hyper-immobile, whereas we're trying to recreate mobility or increase mobility more often than not.
Now, in terms of, and you probably did at some point also work in conjunction with physical therapists and other subspecialists also in that field. If somebody, though, has had chronic lower back symptomatology where they get numbness, tingling, weakness in their lower extremities, I know that your practice also has been really, really good about sort of evaluating people, and when you felt that people really need further treatment and further intervention, then at that point, I know you refer them to Dr. Brote in our practice, or you refer to other spine specialists as well. So I think that, you know, there's that really good communication that happens between chiropractic and orthopedics or neurosurgery, as the case may be, when people really aren't getting better. When wouldn't you go to a chiropractor for spinal issues?
So a spinal issue where you wouldn't go to a chiropractor would probably be a traumatic break or fracture of a bone.
Okay.
And then, as you said, there are times, and you think, thankfully, not that often, where we do have to send somebody over to Dr. Brotea. If somebody is severe enough, or, you know, we've been working on them for a week or two and they're just not getting any better, or they walk in here and they don't realize how severe the injury really is. Maybe we saw some imaging or an MRI where, you know, it's a problem that's so awful, for lack of a better word, that they need some medical intervention that's beyond our care. And I think being a good chiropractor or any healthcare professional is recognizing your limitations and knowing when it's appropriate to ask for help.
Are there patients that you wouldn't treat in terms of, you know, people with, you know, poor bone or other issues? Is there anybody you just, you know, say like this, you're just too high risk for me to treat? And what are the risks of chiropractic treatment?
Sure. So I think there are certainly patients we wouldn't treat. I think really acute and highly traumatic injuries, you know, where you would say to yourself, this person needs to go to the hospital or the urgent care or the emergency room, would be a good example. But more specifically, maybe, and I didn't really touch on this, but maybe somebody like a senior citizen with osteoporosis or brittle bones, we would treat them. But it's important to note that, like I said earlier, everybody that we treat is treated in a very specific way. So instead of perhaps that manual adjustment that I was mentioning earlier, that standardized chiropractic adjustment, the chiropractic adjustment we'd use on somebody like that, that, you know, maybe is a higher risk, would be more of a soft tissue mobilization. And it's, you know, again, it's important to note that we look at everybody in a specific way, and we do the best we can to make sure everybody is safe and comfortable. Chiropractic is always safe. It's minimally invasive, and it's precise. And people almost never, ever leave here unhappy. But yeah, of course, broken bones, you know, broken bones in your spine would be a great example of something that's beyond our care.
People which have spinal stenosis, or narrowing of the spine from chronic arthritis, given that the spine has become fairly rigid from the arthritis that sort of set in. Are those patients as amenable to manipulation and chiropractic, or are they just too rigid and too stiff where you really can't manipulate them safely?
Well, I think that's a great question, and another way to kind of present that would be maybe somebody that's post-surgery and has some hardware in their spine. You know, there are certain places where you maybe cannot, as you said, or they're not amenable to that manipulation. But if there are other smaller subluxations or misalignments or problems above or under the area in question, if we can start working those out and treating those areas instead, whereas we're not supposed to treat or we shouldn't treat the part that's maybe the main problem, we could also help facilitate some healing and get the process of the patient moving a little faster as far as getting them out of pain.
So if somebody's had a spine fusion in the past or something to that effect, would you be, you're less likely to try to treat them at that point, or you would just treat them differently?
I'm entirely likely to treat them, and I'm pretty confident I can make them happy. I would just treat them differently, like you said. Perhaps there would be more soft tissue work on the area of the fusion, and then maybe some other approaches above and under the actual part of the fusion or where the hardware is.
Now, you had also mentioned that you also take care of people with headaches.
Yeah, you know.
How does that work? Explain how that would work.
Sure. So not all headaches, you know, chiropractic care can't fix all headaches. But it's different. There are different types of headaches out there and different causes of such headaches. I think an easy one for me to explain would be like a cervicogenic headache or a headache that's originating from the cervical spine. You know, if you're sitting at your phone on your phone all day, or sitting at your desk all day, and you got extremely bad forward head carriage, sometimes that can put stress in the nerves that run up to the head, and you're not only complaining of neck pain, but you're also complaining of headaches. And sometimes you're just complaining of headaches, but it's probably from the poor posture. Our job is to kind of get rid of those headaches by getting that cervical spine's curvature back in order and fixing any of the minor misalignments in those vertebrae to create less pressure on those nerves that are running up to the head and causing that pain.
Now, once you've realigned people, whether it be around the neck or the back, is the natural tendency is for people to go back into their previous postural alignment, or is the tendency, once you sort of straighten them, they tend to stay where they're supposed to? And how do you sort of keep them where they're supposed to be?
Unfortunately, the natural tendency is to kind of go back to where they were. I mean, our country is ridden with, you know, poor habits and everything. And I think an easy way to explain this would be, like, if you send your child to the orthodontist to kind of straighten their teeth out, if you put braces on the child and then their teeth look straight with the braces on, but then if you took them off the next day, the teeth would kind of just go right back to where they were. That's why you need to have the braces on for a little bit of time. The tendency would be kind of, you know, to go right back to what the problem was originally, which is why I was saying earlier, you know, once we can see the patient for, you know, a week or two at a time and train their back to stay where it's meant to be or where it's supposed to be, we also would give the patient some things that they could do at home to help maintain the work that we've helped them do here.
That's great. Again, we're on the phone with Dr. Jordan Kostrich of New Rochelle Chiropractic. And the last couple of minutes, Jordan, if you can just maybe tell people maybe some good home things to sort of focus on in terms of their back health or spine health that they can work on their own.
Sure, no problem. I think the biggest thing now, as I said earlier, because of the pandemic is, you know, their workplace environment and how they're set up. You know, to have a laptop and sit on your couch and do work all day would probably not be the best option. You kind of want to keep your back at 90 degrees, sit up straight, keep your keyboard or your laptop at a point where your shoulders aren't hunched forward or backwards. And you want to keep the screen that you're looking at a point where your head could be looking straight forward instead of down or up. Another great thing would be sleeping habits. It's never a good idea to sleep on your stomach. You should always try and sleep on your side of your back. And the best thing I tell anybody is to keep stretching, especially in days in the times we're in now where there's so much lack of movement and lack of things going on. Everybody should keep moving, keep stretching to stay healthy.
Great. Well, that's terrific. Well, listen, thank you so much again, Dr. Jordan Kostrich. We really appreciate your coming on the air with us and talking to us about the role of chiropractic care. I found this to be very, very interesting. And I think also one of the important things to focus on chiropractic care is that it really doesn't take on a lot of medications. And I think that many of us, unfortunately, a lot of people take a lot of pills and things like that. And this is a way of getting people better without the use of medications, which I think is really, really important and very compelling. So thank you again for your help. New Rochelle Chiropractic, Dr. Jordan Kostrich. I'm Dr. Steven Zelikoff. I thank everybody again for joining us on Bone Talk and hope everybody has a wonderful October. Thanks. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, doctor.